procedure.
All right, so welcome me.
We was here back in the grud days.
In the grud days, yeah. We're gonna go back to the grud days. Okay.
I was also in the grud days. I wasn't that old.
Okay. So we said that part of being mechaber to us means you have to evaluate the situation in front of you to know that the people to whom you are saying the story will act in the spirit of the Toelis that you're trying to accomplish. So if what you're trying to accomplish is to get someone back the money that was stolen from them, okay, so that's easy enough. But if the Toelis you're trying to accomplish is to emphasize the rishus of anyone that engages in such activity, and the people that you're speaking to engage in that activity, they may not, you know, buy into your intentions here, and therefore they may not be the people to whom you should be professing this message.
Not for sure. Clay Moses can as well.
Okay. I know, I see why you wanted that.
You wanted to get some recognition.
Okay. Doesn't mention that here. Okay. So let's read that quickly again. Aval in the middle of Ois, in Klal Yud, the middle of Dalit. Aval in Mumashash, Shabbat, the Loiti Ashuk to Ellis. Keep going. Imha Nash Mashum, a sapple of fame. Gam him Bali Resha. The people that you're telling to also engage in that ritual. Shagam him also come upon him, Karo Azois. They also do that. Well, in extra by name of Klal. You shouldn't get into details with them. Besides, that there will be no Toelis. There could be a big kilkel. They're actually going to go to another person about whom you are saying the story, and tell them, this guy is going around telling everyone what you did, thinking that everyone's going to buy into the fact that what you did is totally wrong. We stood up for you, man. Don't worry. We stood up for you. We know it's really not such a big deal. So now, yeah, you're going to be able to think Yiver on them, because they're going to be over to say L'chorach about Mecha. They're going to go say Rechilas. The guy they said, they're going to be able to say like Rachel. The Gamay Dezer Rogel Lava Achakach Machlekes Gedolos. We end up leading into Machlekes. Ubefratim Chaser Shalom Yuchal Lava Edezer Leinian Malshinos. I don't exactly know what the scenario is that's going to lead to Malshinos, but a feeling Yishlam Uchala Pratim Gamkin Asel Asapishum Dover. Vidal. The Ein Chiluk Bchalilu Pratim. This is what we spoke at yesterday. There's no difference whether you're asked the information or whether you know it and no one asked you. This is a very big yisoid. People think, I keep my mouth shut, but if someone asks me, then I got to open up. No, it makes no difference. If it's something you're mechuyev to say, you're mechuyev to say whether or not you were asked. And if, right. And if you're not, you know, now, we're talking about now something else. We're talking about now, like you pointed out, someone got damaged. Okay? Now you know who did it. Should you go be telling him who did it? So it makes a difference whether he asked you.
You saw somebody side swipe his car, you know who it was?
Yeah. Right. Yeah, we'll do it. I'll tell. Or maybe worse. Slice his tire, whatever it was. You know who did it. So whether the victim asked you or didn't, you still have to tell him as long as there's going to be a tell. In the case of Shidduchim, it could be different because if they don't ask you, so they may not believe, they may not listen to you either. They didn't ask you for your opinion. Like, they don't be shut into my business, you know? They may not care. Yeah, I heard, by the way, that this person, you know, it's not very usually so appreciated. In that type of case, But it could be an is, so you really would have to know. What?
Sometimes it's very
correct. You would have to know. You would have to know. And I thought muchach that's gonna help.
Okay. Didn't they say you should say b'shadachem that you should wait till the yes? I mean, is that this halacha? That's where it's coming from.
Yeah, but let's. I think the reason is because most people ask until they're comfortable. I think most people want to hear from people that they know. They're not so interested in random information. I don't know. It could be this. It depends on the scenario. I'm not saying rules. I'm just saying you have to know that it's going to help. Then it's also even if he asks you. Even relatives, and that we said that you're not allowed to say Lashon Hara to relatives if they're not going to be a Tzelis. And if you see someone's always saying Lashon Hara, so Gufa, I don't Adam. So again, you see, just like if you see someone stealing, you should go ahead and tell everybody, this guy steals, it's not good. So if you see someone saying Lashon Hara, it's mutter to say Lashon Hara about him to other people and say, look, this guy's constantly saying Lashon Hara, don't learn from it.
So if you know they're going to learn from it, not if they're just going to go back and tell them.
Like we said before, the whole zeh ain't a moil, rak, in belav hochi gam king kvar nizgal adov ala ha'ish ha'sipar ha'lov. Very important. However, it's only provided that the subject of the Lashon Hara that he said was known already. Otherwise, you could be doing more damage than help. Okay, let me explain. Reuven said Lashon Hara about Shimon. What was Reuven's Lashon Hara about Shimon? Reuven posted, or whatever, Reuven started telling a lot of people that Shimon has restaurants are no good. Shimon has a bunch of restaurants, and Reuven started telling all the vacationers that come down, Shimon's restaurants are no good. Now, you're in a place, and Reuven is hawking to China about this. Reuven leaves. You want to go ahead and start telling everyone what Reuven said is Lashon Hara. Right? Now, you go to the next room, and you say to everyone, look, Reuven's going to come in here. Reuven's going to start telling you about Shimon's restaurant. He's going to tell you it's Lashon Hara, you shouldn't listen. That happens to be Shimon himself is in the other room. So if you're going to go be mafaris of the Lashon Hara that Reuven said about Shimon, what did you just do? You just told Shimon that Reuven's talking about you. And Shimon didn't know that. So then you just did rechilos. So in that case, he's being mechadish, you shouldn't do that. Because you're causing more harm than good.
Also, if Shimon's in that room, chances are Reuven probably won't say the Lashon Hara
at that time.
You know,
even to say Shimon's business, you're not allowed to do that. Same because it's just going to cause machlokes.
You and telling Shimon that Reuven's talking about you is rechilas, right? Because now you're creating a machlokes between Shimon and Reuven.
Right. So we're not talking about where there's like a direct to Ellis. We're talking about where Stam is saying that he's talking about Shinar. He's not saying specific to Ellis that Shimon's
going to. Ellis is only the concept of Lashon Hara. You should stay away from that.
So Toyelos, so what's coming out? Toyelos is
Rechilos is going to trump that the way he's learning here.
Rechilos always trumps Toyelos.
No, because he's causing a new thing that wasn't there before. Because through his
he's causing a brand new mitzvah,
whatever he's doing, he's making a new Rechilos that wasn't there before.
But
in every other case, he's just saying what Daver was, the guy is massive. Here he's saying a new situation.
Yeah, Felix. In that case, where you walk over to them and say, listen,
he's not saying a specific tell us that.
It's interesting because it is interesting, Liza, because why doesn't the heter of Toelis trump the Rechilus? The answer is because, like we said the whole time, the Isra of Lashon Hara is to say negative dibur. So when you're saying it in a positive way to try to teach people the halacha or to try to stop people from doing it, or to try to get someone back his money. So what you're saying is not Lashon Hara, it's Lashon Tov. You're saying good things. But the yisoid of rechilas is not if it's bad or good. The yisoid of rechilas is you're creating machloikas between people. So Torah is not going to trump that. Torah is not a matter on to do yisurim. You can't do yisurim with Torah. The idea was that if you're doing the Torah, it's b'chol not l'shahara. But it is rechilas still.
So by shidduchah, you're allowed to do that?
Because it's not going to be rechilas, hopefully.
Nothing in front of the guy that you're talking about. Like somebody else, if I make sure about blinding, believe what it's saying.
So in other words, you're saving someone from other things, so you're saying it in a positive way. Saying, look, this person has this, so I'm not saying bad about him, I'm saying good things because it's ultimate good.
Negative things.
But I can't say it I shouldn't be saying it if it's going to create machlokes. That's he's being mechadesh here.
Isn't the case where Hezek is that he's talking lashon hara about him? It's not specific to Ellis.
Right.
That's the Hezek. So it's not like he's gaining something. Besides the fact that he's just saying this is Mazik, you slice up your car. He's Mazik, he's talking lashon hara about you. That's the Ellis. No?
You're asking.
I'm explaining. So it's not another right. Tellus coming out of here. It's Hagufa. He's saying that Tellus is that he's speaking Lashon Hara about you. So that's like the Hezek. Well, the Mice, it's a new Isra Rechilus that wasn't here before.
By being Megalo, the Hezek, you're creating a new Isra Rechilus now.
Right. But I'm saying there's not another financial.
No, it's not right. Well, okay. Well, I went by quickly. Our goal is to try to finish this week. I don't know if I'm going to get to it. No, so much going on here. Okay. What?
Feels like a Western one coming in.
Oh, that's
from there. I was wondering what was going on.
They can't say it's in our right when they're talking about the false prophets. We have a Navi a lot of times. He says, I didn't know talking. He says, a lot of these people weren't even false prophets. It happens to be that they're, that one was false prophets. He says, how do you know?